coming up on Beef Boys.
Hey, somebody pooped in one of my buildings. Can you
guys go
scrub?
Attention, please. The fire alarm system is about to be tested.
Oh, God.
Mr. Beast and Andrew Tate are in no way, shape, or form related. They are not the same person.
There you go.
My father was a feminist.
My father was a woman.
My father was Eminem. But if you would turn. I don't know if you guys saw, because in the talking points I put it, and Doplex put like, "Hey yo," like it was epic. Apparently, Warner Bros. Is revamping the Lord of the Rings film franchise, and I'm in such a place right now. If they, like it's the final fucking strip. I'm the camel. We got one straw left, and it's fucking Lord of the Rings film franchise. It's got it tattooed on it. If they fuck it up, I will fucking...
It's not even a straw they're throwing on. They see your back about to break, and they just hucked a tree on there. It's just like, we're done.
You thought the Unabomber was bad, bro? I'm about to be the fucking... I'm about to be the Ellie Bomber, bro. I'm going straight for the... Universities are all good around me. I'm going straight for the baby.
James, speak your truth. Why is this bad for the movie-going public of the world?
The last thing that is untouched by the disgusting state of Hollywood right now with all them and liberals in there is the Lord of the Rings in film. What do I have stopping me from fucking...
There it is. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for
what
the threat.
What do I have stopping me from that?
I was waiting for the threat. Boys. Boys.
Yes.
I've been on the hunt for some primo real estate. I've been looking for a house. So, you know, when you're searching for a house, you got to look through listings and photos of said house. One thing that pissed me off is people don't know how to take photos of a house. People don't know how to sell them. They just go into this abandoned property in the middle of the night with the dimmest fucking lighting, and they take a picture that straight up looks like a cursed image. So what I've done, I have scoured multiple realty sites, right? I'm going to send some images, and you boys are going to have to guess if it's a cursed image or a realty photo in a segment that I like to call...
Cursed or Realty.
That is what it's called.
Oh, wow, I nailed it. Let's
go! Contestants, come on down. Pretty much, you boys are just going to guess if it's a cursed image or if it's a actual realty listing. Okay. All right, boys, here's your first image.
So I'm going to say
I have my
cursed.
Guess.
Yeah, I'm going to say cursed personally.
Okay.
Just because there's no way they leave garbage out.
Outside of cropping these images, have you edited them in any way? Have you put like a sharp...
No, they have not been manipulated or edited in any way.
How do we know that?
Yeah, how do we know you're
not lying? You're just going to have to trust my word.
So for the audience, this is a very stately looking home. There's very gaudy flower wallpaper, a blob that I believe may have been a couch at some point, and a bunch of trash on the ground.
It's like a couch with no lid.
Yo, couch with no lid.
Couch with no brim.
All right, so what are your boys' guess?
I'm saying cursed because of what James said with the trash on the ground, but also this image is like compressed as fuck, and I feel like it might be because it's a cursed image that has been shared a lot.
8,000
exactly.
Times.
Yeah.
So we got cursed from Andrew, cursed from James.
I have so little faith in humanity that I actually think this is real. I think some fucking idiot was like, "Yeah, I got enough," and just took photos of it.
That photo, boys, is an actual realty listing.
No way.
Of the living room. And James, you
it's
were
like
right
XQC's
on the money.
Fucking stream.
Yeah, I know. And James, you're right on the money about a couch with no lid.
It is a couch with no lid.
There's no backing whatsoever. All right, so that's 1 point to Kudos if we're going on a point system.
Nice car.
So here we got a mattress on the floor.
Not the Fritos.
And a lidless mattress.
Yeah, a lidless mattress.
Which is
a
horrible
mattress
thing.
With no brim.
It's a terrible thing.
So is this cursed Or is it real?
Cursed.
I feel like flipping back is going to fuck me, but I'm going realty.
I'm also going realty.
I think it's one of those pictures where it's like, this Twitch streamer didn't clean his room for 4 years.
That's a really good guess.
James is correct. It's a cursed image.
Oh, no! No! Is his head plugged into the wall?
What the fuck?
It does look like it.
Can we appreciate how clean that fucking shoe is, though? Like,
yo, that is a clean
shoe. Give him some credit. He keeps them shits crispy.
So here's the next one. All right.
Oh, my God.
So this looks like the Hulk just came down the chimney like Santa Claus. It is like an absolutely demoed chimney with like insulation foam hanging from the ceiling and blue plastic bags.
There's like loose bricks.
Yeah, it's a lidless fireplace.
What is
everything missing the lid for?
Yeah, everything here is lidless.
Lidless in Seattle.
I'm going to go realty because I think it's like some kind of restoration or like they fucking took it and they're just selling it for cheap.
Like a fixer-upper kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, they got foreclosed on. So I think it's like, hey, we're demoing this bitch. If you want four walls and grass, come buy it.
Right. Yeah, okay. I think I'm also going to go with realty.
I'm going to get the third realty of the day. Let's see where this goes.
Let's go.
All three of you boys are correct. It's a
let's go.
A realistic. Yes! It's a dilapidated house. It's a living room that is just in complete shambles.
Man, that door ain't doing much.
Bro, is that a piss stain or is that gasoline on the floor next to the gas bucket? What is
that's
that?
That's gasoline, my brother.
Yo, why does it look like pissoline. The gas bucket is fucking Leviosa, bro? Is that me or it looks like it's floating? There's like a weird...
Yeah. Oh, it does look like it's floating.
This is one of those places that like, even if it was super cheap, I'd feel like there's some kind of like dark mark on it from whoever lived here previously. Like, this is the sort of house that you'd spend like a year doing up and it would be real nice. And then the crackhead who left his shoes there in the bottom left of the corner would like come and knock and asking where his sneakers are. And then he'd like, you know, smash your front
door
like because
you don't
have them anymore. That's the kind of vibe this place has.
Bro, there's nothing good that comes from an aquamarine room.
No,
you don't paint a room aquamarine and give it a pink carpet and think that anything is good will happen.
This thing's like it's like an upside down pool.
It's 2-2-2. Or Andrew, did you get one right before that?
No, I'm losing.
It's 2-2-1.
Losing.
Baby, I wasn't trying.
Andrew,
literally me
right now.
All
right, here's the next image.
So this is a very dilapidated. What looks like a bathroom or something. I'm gonna say cursed image. Not even because I know that some listings are this bad. I'm not even surprised, but I feel like I need to flip. I've said realty three times.
Bro, they got a lidless plastic tub.
Yo, they do.
That's like that shit they fucking Walter White disintegrated that guy in.
Yeah, it's funny. I had that same exact thought.
I need you to get me a listing.
Jesse, I need a lidless blue tub.
The beauty of these images is they really could go either way.
James, I'll do the opposite of whatever you do just for the...
There's nothing to me that tells me it's like a famous cursed image, but...
Not the bottle of supposed piss on the counter.
Okay, well, then it's a cursed image because definitely...
Yeah, it's a cursed image.
That specifically looks like water, but you said supposedly piss, which means there's
piss,
lore.
Yeah.
Which means this is a cursed image.
Listen, I do not want to mislead anybody.
Don't fix reveal the image.
Upon me. Okay.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Oh. Everyone has to lock in their answer.
Kudo said curse.
Then James said curse, and then Andrew said he's going to do the opposite of James, so he says real.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did fuck it.
I think
realty.
Andrew's going to get it right because now double... There was tampering on this question, but
there
go
is
ahead.
No tampering.
Go ahead,
there is no tampering.
There was this is not a... This is a rigged elect.
Yo, Doplex, thanks for the layup. Thank you for
the
layup.
Stop
the
count. For the record, I did not
realty,
do any tampering.
Realty, I pick realty.
It is a real listing. It's a kitchen.
I also changed mine to realty last minute as well.
That question doesn't count.
Why did you say there's a supposed bottle of piss?
Yeah,
it looks like piss.
There's currently still votes being counted
who
in Nevada.
That?
It's an empty water bottle.
It
did
looks
you
like piss.
Suppose that?
I suppose that personally because everything is just kind of warm toned. It looks
like
piss.
You don't say supposed referencing your own supposition, bro. Get
but
it, with
but it's
it,
my
dude.
It's my supposed.
Come on.
The next image is a corner. of a countertop with some miscellaneous groceries.
I think this is a red herring. I'm going cursed image.
Doplex would be man, it's so cringe they left their bread on the counter. What are they, poor and stupid? This is obviously a cursed image.
You guys see that box of piss in the corner?
Supposed piss.
So all three boys are saying cursed?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All three of you boys are correct. It is a cursed image.
Let's go.
That is really unnerving.
I hate that so much.
Why does he have such a big dong?
Here's the next one. Is this cursed or is this real?
I'm going cursed.
I'm feeling cursed on this one too.
See, it's a big risk here to go against the grain because if I do and I get it wrong, then you guys both go up one. I think that it's not cursed, but in the sake of wanting to win at all costs, I will hedge my bets and go with the boys so we're still tied at the end of this.
I like that. We can win together.
And all the boys are correct. That is a cursed image. Here's another one.
I'm going real estate.
Yeah, I'm going real realty. Same reason as before.
So all the boys going realty? That is correct. That is a real fucking image.
Yes!
It's weird because the toilet looks like it's been caked to nothing.
Dude, it looks fossilized.
It looks fossilized.
It looks like they uncovered it from like Pompeii. You know, like they found that guy jerking himself off and then this fucking toilet.
All right, last one, Doplex. Make this the best one ever.
Yeah, make this one the hardest one you have left. I want to split here and try and win this thing.
Is this final image cursed or is it real?
Is it flooded?
Yeah, I feel like this has to be cursed if it's flooded.
If they're going cursed, I'm going real just for the chance to take home the gold and not tie.
That image, boys, is a cursed image.
Fucking
yes!
Like, but is it said, get the mirrors. Hardest one you have to discern which is which. And you
is
gave
that one
us
not
a,
hard?
You gave us a house flooded 6 feet with water. That is
but it's cropped, so you couldn't tell. It's cropped, so you couldn't tell.
No, it isn't. The water's up to the sink.
You fucking kid. Don't mix it so obvious.
The guy's swimming in it.
He's swimming.
Oh, wait, so where was that's the from the recent like hurricane last year, I think. I've seen this exact video.
Oh shit.
First one to say I win wins. I win.
I win.
Nope.
And James takes
the yes! Yes!
Holy fuck.
The Black Eyed Peas are in a lawsuit over some unicorn singing about poop.
Nice.
What about them trad wives, Cooters? I heard you bought yourself a trad.
Yeah, so this has been going making the rounds a little bit as well as this TikTok of. Well, let's watch it first, and then I'll tell you all about it. So, okay, here's my thing. So this beautiful woman is saying that apparently. Traditional, whatever the fuck. Okay, here's my issue. I don't think any guy in the world has any issue with a girl making them meals, doing their laundry.
I do. They should never have to do that.
My thing is...
I'll do it all.
My thing is, I don't think any woman should be listening to Coldplay because that is fucking awful.
Yeah, that's really the only issue I'm
That's
seeing.
Literally the only problem I have with this whole thing.
I will not sit my white ass down and listen to this Coldplay slander.
I'm down with everything this girl's about. Except the Coldplay.
Look, is it a cool song to use on an epic TikTok? No. Is it a cool song to listen to in a social setting? No.
Is it a cool song, full stop?
Is it a cool song? No. Is it catchy and good?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, for me,
depending on who you ask.
My taste is telling me I like it.
We're all pretty fucking base lefties here. Was any of us opposed to anything this girl is doing?
I'm definitely not opposed, but I personally wouldn't want it just because there's so many more interesting things for someone to do. If they want to do it, I'm down, bro. Let me breathe.
That's
bro.
Fair.
Well, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
there's kind of a dumb assumption on like both sides, which is like that someone should only do one thing or the other. And it's like, I feel like, and this is speaking as a guy with a huge penis, I feel like feminism is the ability to choose what you want.
Feminists love Eminem.
Feminist women love Eminem. Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Can I spit my
truth? Go ahead, Doplex.
Yes,
I think us as men
It shouldn't be making these decisions
us at all. Yeah, I don't think this concerns us at all. Here's my thing. Sabrina does these things, and I think it's really cool, and I appreciate her a lot. She's very sweet, and she enjoys it. I will never tell a woman what to do. It's all our female listeners. Do whatever you want. Don't listen to us dictate how women should wear their eyes.
Don't think we're literally saying that.
I thought we were setting definitive rules of how women should act. Is that not the point of this podcast? I thought that's why we started this.
White knight, motherfucking.
I've come to a realization that maybe we shouldn't be talking about what women should do with their bodies.
Guys, I've had a revelation recently.
You know what they should do with their bodies?
Women are people too.
My father was a feminist.
My father was a woman.
My father was Eminem.
And the same way that these like fucking idiots who follow like Andrew Tate and shit are very performative, and they're like, oh, look, we've got a war room and we smoke cigars and it's all very like outward facing. Sort of your perception of masculinity or femininity.
Live your life, but fuck up. I don't care.
Yeah, I think that's the that's the only problem I think people have with the, well, reasonable people have with the trans stuff is it's like, yeah, just do it. Yeah. Fuck it, who cares? I don't think, I can't think of society as actually,
wear a dress.
No, we need to get women. Women are not allowed to stay at home or they will be killed.
It's a good point that you bring up the kind of men it draws, because I think that is an interesting side of it, is that all the motherfuckers that would watch this video and be like, finally, there's some hope for the women of tomorrow. You know, they've got like the Greek statue PFP on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
All of those guys are the same ones who go around being like, OnlyFans ho, you know, like they're stupid and we don't like any of them.
If my girlfriend
like,
had an Instagram, I'd kill her whole family.
Exactly. But all of the trad wives that pop off all have massive tits. And it's like, you know, good for them. But let's not fool ourselves here that all of these Greek classical, like, Western culture is falling. All of that trad wife stuff is just porn for them. It's literally the honest, like, ankle joke.
That's a very fair point.
That's all also, it is. Like,
also, probably should point out to anyone who runs a Twitter account with a Roman social profile picture.
A sex
She ring. Is not in, like, she is 10 leagues above you. I'm so sorry.
You will never procreate.
Mr. Beast tweeted on March 3rd, 2023. I need your help.
Mr. Beast Nation, I need your help.
Next time you see Feastables in Walmart and soon to be new retailers, if you can clean up the presentation and make it look better, that'd make me very happy. I'm building a team to do this routinely. I just need help in the short term. Heart. I think he also tweeted like, if you could move everybody else's shit.
Yeah, it was like if you could put my candy bars in front of like a Hershey bar or something.
You know how we made jokes like last year about like Dream could amass an army to like usurp the United States if he wanted to?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mr. Beast is currently doing that.
Yeah.
I think he's just testing the waters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he starts with, like, can I get people to rearrange Shocker? And then he's like, hey, can Mr. Beast Nation, can I get someone to go into Congress and get some papers off Nancy Pelosi's desk for me?
January 6th, part 2, but it's hosted by Mr. Beast.
That shit would work.
Dude, can you imagine January 6th and Mr. Beast is like, hey, guys, what's up? It does that, like, classic, like, pan-out shot where it shows, like, everyone behind him.
Yeah.
And there's a big red circle that appears out of nowhere. Scaling the wall and old ladies falling off the Capitol building.
There's big red arrows pointing at them, like, just, like, materializing in air and, like, big red circles.
I hid $100,000 in one liberal's desk. If you find it, they'll be taped under it with their fucking eyes gouged out. Finish the job and in their corpse will be the key. He just does it because like they turned down a bill or something that would like really help out his company, and he's like, all right, fuck it.
Congress passes like you can't rearrange Feastables in Walmarts anymore, and he's like, that's it,
the most
it's
specific
over.
yeah
only him.
I don't know, obviously he knows, but I don't know what level of capitalism we're at now, because like we're not just like postmodern fucking capitalism or whatever all the nerds say, like we're in like feudalism, bro.
Yeah,
like instead of you can have a house on my land and but you got to till my crops, it's like you can watch my YouTube videos but you have to go run my business for me. Like fucking polish the Jesus Christ.
There's the weekly one.
There it is.
Mr. Beast.
It's like if somebody homeless guy took like a shit outside of like a fucking Amazon fulfillment warehouse, and then Jeff Bezos just like went on Facebook and was like, "Hey, somebody pooped in one of my buildings. Can you go scrub, please?"
Like, I mean, it's one thing to me. Like, if you want to bang your head against the wall until it's so dented you would do this, that's on you. That's a personal choice. I believe in fucking freedom and liberty and shit. But yeah, like him tweeting this. Like, because so many people, like me, hate him. I wouldn't do this because I'm not a loser with no free with no free something time. But yeah, motherfuckers go there and they destroy these to troll him. So they'll fuck up his whole. There's so many people that have gone and fucked it all up. But and obviously he knew that would happen. And even people going and rearranging them and fixing them is like the. I can't even imagine the amount of Walmart employees that have had to that have had to have a terrible day because of this fucking tweet. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, don't go out and ruin a Walmart employee's day.
You're
by,
not trolling,
you know,
Mr. Beast by fucking
doing that.
Up his
if
thing.
You want to troll Mr. Beast, steal Feastables.
Yeah, do that.
And if you want to troll Mr. Beast, spread misinformation about him online.
Exactly.
Did you see all the that was on his computer?
Oh, no.
Did you see Juniper tweeted out?
Yes, I was going to bring
like
that up.
Fake job listing that was like 14 and above.
You have to be 14 like years old.
Like implying he was hiring an army of like 14-year-olds. Yeah. And he actually replied. She like added him, and he actually replied and being like, "I'm fine with it hating on me, but why? Like, don't spread a message."
He's like, and he ended it with a heart emoji. He was like, "Don't. There's no need to spread lies, heart.
Please."
Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of funny though.
Hey guys, I need your help. Next time you see Feastables in Walmart and soon to be new retailers, if you could steal it, that'd be and make it look like you didn't. That'd make me very happy. Yeah. That's my plea to the 3,000 beefsters we got out
the
there.
The beefsters
go
we got
shit.
Out there. Yeah, go steal. Yeah.
We got shooters.
Walmart employees don't care. When I worked at shit and I knew people were stealing, I just let them and smiled.
Dude, like when I worked at GameStop, it was always like so sketchy because people would be doing like straight up like credit card fraud. Like they'd have like the most obviously fake cards and they'd be buying like 3 PS4s and it's just like, I'm not gonna fucking what do you want me to do? Like
fight
them? You in the eyes until you know.
Fuck it.
There's like this dude on TikTok that like reviews like food and products and stuff. And he's like he's known for being like very, very fair, really, you know, like
unbiased. So, like
unbiased, exactly. Yeah. So Mr. Beast like responded to one of his TikToks and was like, "Hey man, you wanna review Mr. Beast products? That I love your videos." Like, cause he's on a huge he's on a huge marketing campaign right now for Feastables and just expanding his... He was doing dozens of podcasts a couple months ago, and now he's doing all this shit. And he went on this dude's channel, and it's like a 3-minute video of him reacting to the chocolate and Mr. Beast like sitting right next to him, staring at him, watching him eating it. And shout out to the legend. I don't remember his name, but he was like, "Nah, this is like I don't like. Maybe this is like a 6 out of 10. I don't really like."
Yeah.
And then Mr. B starts grabbing it out of his hands and throwing it and shit, like trying to be like, "Oh no, it's all cool. Hey, try this one." But he's like snatching it from him and throwing it, being like, "No,
he's
forget."
So
like
mad.
He's talking over him, screaming over the guy, like, "No, man, it's cool. Just try this. Try this one, man." And it's pathetic, dude. It's fucking. Like or love him or hate him, like it's pathetic.
He's not spitting
it's
facts.
Pretty, yeah.
And then he like flicks, he flips over the table at the end, like as a joke. And it's like, it was the kid, the guy as a child, and it was his kids,
like Spider-Man.
It was
table.
It was like one of those little baby tables.
Yeah.
That they like play dress up and shit at. Like it was
little Bible.
For a long time, I was just like, I dislike Mr. Beast because of, you know, we would disagree on a lot of stuff, but. He's still doing charity, good guy, whatever. Charity is a net positive regardless. But Eddie just made that really fire video about ghost kitchens, and like half of it is just shitting on Mr. Beast, which is sick. So Mr. Beast like went on like a whole, you know, campaign about that too. Like he had a whole video that launched it and everything. I was watching something, a podcast that he was on, and he said that, yeah, the reason I started the whole ghost kitchen thing was to help out businesses during COVID that like, they couldn't sell anything because their dining room's closed. So for they get to keep the majority of the revenue and they get to sell my product. It's a win-win-win. Like saying like, oh, I crafted this idea from nothing. I came up with it. I did it to be altruistic. I did it to save small businesses. And then He's just doing it out of corporate kitchens. He's doing it out of like Ruby Tuesdays and shit. So he's not helping the little guy. But more than that, he said, oh, I came up with this thing for the sake of altruism and I really want to help. And COVID's killing restaurants and I want a small business, brick and mortar, mom and pop. And
there's so much wrong.
And then he just got that pitch to him by some fucking investor from fucking Britain. Like this dude who started this. He just got it pitched to him as like, hey, just attach your name to this. We'll make the money. We'll ship out all the stuff. You get like 20%. We get this. There's no, And then he went on it. And I thought, I believed him when he, even not even liking him. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And it is a smart idea. No, he just got pitched it. Mario Lopez has a fucking brand. Tyga has a brand. Fucking. They're all.
Can you imagine
Tyga Bites?
To lie about that is insane to me, bro. Like, and it doesn't take away from the other shit that he does, but maybe it does. Because, like, that's a crazy lie to be like, I invented this business model to help people. And it was like, you just got pitched it like Kim Kardashian gets pissed the fucking flat tummy diarrhea sauce. It's the same thing.
The classic Kim Kardashian flat tummy diarrhea sauce.
It's the same fucking thing. It's crazy.
You got to think, like, he doesn't have to open any, like, he doesn't have to pay fucking rent on, like, properties, like, for fucking buildings. Like, he's literally, it's like he's a fucking barber. He's not, like, helping anyone. He's like, renting their space to sell their shit. Yeah, they get a profit because you're fucking using their kitchen. Of course they get a profit. Like,
no hate to barbers.
Nice, you know what? Can I make a statement? Beef Boys is the first anti-barber podcast.
Yeah, fuck
them. As you can tell, I've not been to a barber in, like, a year or two.
Yeah. We don't get no haircuts around here.
Were we recording beef when the Mr. Beast stealing people's eyes thing happened? Was that before we?
That
came
was
back?
While we were on break.
I think it was while we were on break. Yeah.
The only reason I ever got so worked up about the eyeball thing is because he started tweeting like rich people when rich people don't do anything. I hate rich people. Me when I want to just give away, when I say that I'll give away everything I've ever made, but before the day I die, and all I want to do is help people. I hate Mr. Beast because he's rich.
Have kind of like a drugs, Charles kind of vibe.
Do you want everyone to like you?
Where it's like, you know, I made this song from the depths of my heart, but people like rap music. It just, like all of that shit feels the same where it's just you want your cake.
Or just
to
sort of Elon
too.
Shit in general, right? Like just desperate for validation from everyone and then like... Even the best person you can ever think of, like the person, like, whether it's a friend or like a fucking musician or the best person, you're like, man, this guy is so good or girl, and I cannot think of anything wrong with them. If they went onto a mass like stage, like a mass audience, they'd probably still be hated by about 50% of people. Like, that's just how things work. And so it is crazy that people like Elon and Mr. Beast still haven't quite figured out, like, you're going to get fucking hated on. Just deal with it. Yeah. It's chill.
You know what?
Like, it sucks, but that's just how people work. Like, we're not meant to reach audiences as big as we do now.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate reality.
You know,
I've thought about this a lot, and I realize that the perfect solution to any and all, like, I guess, controversies. I mean, I don't even know if you can call it a controversy, but I guess the best solution is
the guillotine.
All right.
Yeah, I thought you were about to hit us with like a final solution thing. That's why I was getting ready to laugh.
No. So fucking, all right, here's the thing. There's an episode of Always Sunny, right, where something happens and pretty much they're trying to like, they're trying to make D look good. I don't remember the exact premise, but they burn like a building down and there's like, you know, fake kitties or I guess real kitties. And like, she has to go in and like save the kitties, but it's just like a fake news report. Like, you know, they're just filming it.
Yeah.
My point is, just do the shit, right? So, like, Mr. Beast could have, you know, cured 1,000 people of their fucking AIDS or whatever. Not made a video. Just don't make a fucking video about it. Just do it in silent. Donate to your charities. Just do these fucking good things, right? These
that's
good
not the
deeds.
Point, bro.
Right. But that's my point. And then don't fucking say a word. And then just, like, hire some guy to be like, yo, this is so crazy. I just found out Mr. Beast donated all this money. He's such a good guy. What the heck?
I'm putting together a team
to find out all the good things that Mr. Beast does.
Constantly talk about how cool
but then
and
how
epic
would he
is.
Yeah. How would he prop up his entire empire, though? He's got to make videos. That's what it's
all
centralized.
Well, that's the thing. He could just make normal videos that aren't...
Normal videos don't work.
He can start making video game reviews.
Yeah, no. Start doing video essays.
He doesn't even bother me as much as the idea of him existing and people believing all the shit he says bothers me. It's like, that's always what gets me going. It's like, who the fuck is alive and looking at this and didn't have a parent to teach them what fucking logic is and doesn't understand?
Mr. Beast and Andrew Tate are in no way, shape, or form related. They are not the same person.
There you go.
They could be.
Not even
but
on
they could
on
be.
A,
they might be.
Hey, have you ever seen them in the same room? But I have the same thought about Andrew
Beast.
Because, like, I look at him, I see a weak chin. You know, like, I don't see the appeal. Other than the fact that, like, yeah,
oh,
he's ripped,
on.
Whatever. But I don't understand. Like, these people are fucking ride or die for this man. And, like, I didn't even know who the fuck he was until, like, a few months ago. And then, like, now he's just everywhere. But I have that same vibe of, like, you know, how can you simp so hard for a man you don't even know? And
also, simply for a man, kind of gay.
Kind of gay.
If honestly, we're really gonna like,
honestly, to look at a man like that, I mean, that's kind
of that's the
gay.
Abyss of gay. If you're fucking simping for men, dude,
they're sinking in Kim K's diarrhea sauce.
Yeah.
In the ground.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Mr. Beast has been thoroughly feastable. I have been watching some of those AI presidents memes.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I would like to talk about them because I don't think
they're
funny. They were funny at first. They're not funny anymore. Funny. But what I really like about them is they're very cozy.
They're cozy?
Yeah. So let me explain. That's
you're, saying this, you're saying this
Courtney,
is cozy.
Courtney, dropping the lo-fi music right now. There's a growing trend of ones that's like, Biden and the gang play RuneScape or Biden and the gang play this or that. And I really like them because... Again, almost never, like, I mean, never actually laughing, but they're always made by the most, like, the people who are so into that thing, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a glimpse into this world, like, because it's presented as though it's like a Discord clip of like them, like, playing a game and talking or whatever. It's all shit. It's like, oh, this has probably happened to whoever wrote and, like, made this video. So, like,
based
I was watching,
off
like,
personal experience.
Yeah, exactly. So I was watching like an Osu, whatever the fuck you call that one. That like crazy,
the clicker,
like the Japanese, like you have to like, it's like Guitar Hero and Dance Dance Revolution shit, like real intense, like, you know, artsy stuff. But I was watching that and just like all the lingo they're throwing out, they're like, yeah, but you're farming farm maps, Trump, you fucking idiot. And then they're like bragging about their rank and that's also like I've been five digit now, Trump's like, you've been 5 digit for 2 days, Joe. And I don't know, it's just... It feels like I'm like stepping into this world of like.
Is this Skyrim music getting louder? What is happening?
I'm said put the lo-fi on.
Cool.
I'm sitting the cozy vibe.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting
cozy.
This is my game reviewer circuit.
I'm setting the mood for kudos.
Yeah, you should cross your arms like you're giving a video.
Sorry, I'm trying to ride the audio, but it is getting louder.
I thought you were like playing kudos out. You're just like,
no, I'm trying to ride the audio so it wasn't doing that.
I don't even watch ones for games I actually do know. I just watch it for games I have no fucking idea about. Like I watch them like play Yu-Gi-Oh and they're like talking about like, oh, he's running this specific deck and then like
it's blue eyes white
cards
deck
they hate and just like, I don't know, it's there's something very kind of, I just like it because it feels like I'm stepping into the mind of a person who really loves one specific game. Like you can just take the president shit out of it. It's like when you see some video that's like, you know, the it's 40 minutes long, it's like the secret about Two Worlds 2 and you're like, well, I guess I'm going to watch a video about Two Worlds 2. It's kind of that, but like it's 2 minutes long.
I understand. I definitely understand that then. I don't think I was getting what you were saying, but then now I do. Cuz the ones I always see are just Warzone and it's like the most, it's Call of Duty Warzone, if you don't know, but it's just the most, like, you know, it's not someone talking about how much they love a specific route in World of Warcraft. It's just like a guy being like, hey, Joe, you're gay because you didn't pick up the M16. No, Trump, you're fucking fat. It's like all the ones that I've seen, the ones that you guys were sharing, like the first couple of days, those were really going big style like a couple
one,
months ago.
Yeah.
Were,
that
or
first
maybe
one
a month
was
ago.
The funniest one.
Yeah, those were really Walter funny. Jr. Yeah. Those were really funny. But that I put in the talking points like last week, like fucking like the super intelligent, unending fucking consciousness of AI became unfunny in like 13 days. It's like if like a 14-year-old fucking white boy jock with like no interesting fucking abilities to do anything other than be white and have curly hair, and he's like, but and then he has one wish. He's like one wish from a genie, and he's like, I want to be able to draw better than fucking Van Gogh. And then, but all they can do with that is just draw really nice dick and balls because they're fucking. That's what AI
that's
feels like
point.
To me. Like yeah, they get this tool and they're just so unfunny still. All they can do is make Trump call Joe Biden fat.
Yeah.
I like the AI stuff when people kind of innovate on the technology we've been handed. My favorite example recently is people gaslighting AI, like ChatGPT or whatever. This one guy posted a screenshot on Twitter of him gaslighting the AI into thinking that 2 + 2 = 5. And just the thought of like really fucking with someone's AI code so that it just it completely it gets so much shit wrong is so funny to me.
Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on that whole Corridor Digital thing?
Oh yeah, we did. We also put that in the talking points. It's I think we talked about it briefly on the bonus.
No, that was me and you just hanging out before.
Oh, okay, we're just vibing.
I kind of want to talk about it.
Let's fucking talk about it.
Let's talk about
Corridor Digital is cool, but that was cringe. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh. I love Corridor. They're one of the first YouTube channels I got into. They're probably one
of the
reasons.
They're really cool
set. They're probably one of the reasons I started wanting to actually like edit for a living and stuff because it was like cool. Yeah. But
I don't want to hate on another VFX artist.
Yeah.
The video itself is like.
As a one-off thing, it's cool. As a one-off thing with no intention of trying to say, guys, this is the future, it's cool.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really approach they took.
Yeah, that was kind of my point I was going with it. Because as someone who likes to fuck with AI, just like on the most casual level imaginable, like that to me, like I was looking at it from a standpoint of like, that would be cool to just like do like small bits with. Like, obviously, I understand the implication on animator jobs. I understand that, you know, the fucking severity that AI could, you know, destroy that whole industry. I totally understand that. But at the same time, it's kind of cool. I don't know, just from like...
But why is it cool?
So like, you know, for example, when I first saw like a Joel Haver video, right? Like his videos are basically that. Like it's... when you fucking draw a frame and then EB Synth does the rest, like that's just AI determining where the lines go.
That's totally different.
No. Yeah. Well, so that to me is like, it's kind of the same thing. It's just like, oh, it's a new tool to kind of just fuck around with for somebody who just doesn't know how to animate. Like that is that to me, like that side of it was cool, but I totally get like how, like you said, as a one-off kind of awesome, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to see that. Trump,
it was more
like,
just the
fucking...
positing. It was the fact it was like, oh, yeah. Animation studios, kill yourself. Because we've just, I mean, they didn't sound like that. But
yeah,
it was
did
like,
they even say that? I think it was more so them figuring out how to like overcome like the limits of AI.
It was,
I think the
approach was more like trying to say, because animation is incredibly fucking hard. Shout out to, we have a couple of animators that watch the show and like follow a lot of, follow us and. The coolest fucking most talented people
shout
and
out.
Like that animation is so fucking hard they get paid like dog shit because no one respects them and fucking and so I think Corridor was trying to be like, hey, this is how you can do animation on a smaller scale if you really want to, or this is how but at the same time the Joel Haver thing is picking all of your own stuff and you might be tracing over shit but you're stylizing it to an extent yourself and like you're picking the different assets to put in and then you kind of still like what the things that you have done and Joel Haver have done, it's like when you see the beginning to the end, it's like you put the guardrails up just to help you figure out how to bowl and then you put them back down. The Corridor Digital thing is the way they got their anime to look like that was the whole way that like Dolly works and all of this. Any AI that generates imagery is pulling from
like
whatever that anime. Yeah. I don't know anime, but that anime that they did it in the style of another show, and they fed the entire show to the anime and said, "Make our asset look like this as a finished product." And that is stealing. Just like AI, it can make this cool thing where it looks like you're an astronaut on a planet in a cool galaxy with purple fucking clouds in the space. The only reason it can do that is because it just stole 35 fucking small-time artist pictures off Google Images and recomposited them, which is not, like, and I think there's an, Dolly might be in a law, like, a class action lawsuit, which I fucking love, and not just, not because I hate AI, but, like, not only to say that it's going to fuck up jobs, innovation always fucks up jobs, and it's sad.
Yeah, more, but, more of an industry. Yeah. Rather than,
But it being found on theft, because... You know, it's just fucked up. Like, people think it's this magical tool to general populace, and I don't blame them, because they don't fucking know. But people that do know, it's not as cool as you think. It's just fucking stealing from people.
No, totally.
And then it's also, like, propped up by the most, like people who are not artists.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Act as though this is going to be the future of art, and it's like, they're acting as though, like, oh, we don't need artists anymore. We've got this, and it's like, okay, first of all, motherfucker, who fed all the shit into this stupid piece of shit that you stole, all right?
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, you have no artistic talent in your body, so all your stuff looks like shit. It might look cool in a flashy way, but I don't know about you, but every time I see some, like, pro AI art person being like, well, here's a banana taped to wall, and here's what an AI art generated. It's always like the shit you see.
Oh, yeah, that,
like,
shit's cringe. Yeah, that shit
is. It's always shit that's, like, printed on t-shirts at, like, fucking weed shops and, like, like posters at, like, video rental places. It's always like cool astronaut with nice rim light, like, with cool sun exploding in the background.
I don't know if you know, but putting every cool fucking color and lighting and asset and plugin you have on an image doesn't make it cool. That's what you do when you don't know what you're doing and you're just first starting out and want to make something look cool. Then you figure out the process of refining that is the actual artistic
part.
You also learn about
like, color theory and fucking, composition and everything, not just, wow, it would be cool if there was a girl and she had really, really big boobs and also her outfit was
bigger than normal.
I don't know. It infuriates me because artists already get fucked on. They got fucked on before AI, as all of us could attest to as artists ourselves. And now there's people who never had any respect for art coming in and being like, wow, I'm art.
Yeah. Well, the reason they like that is the same reason Mr. Beast loves Mr. Beast Burger. It's because they're just venture capitalists that see employees as an obstacle between their profit margins.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about Corridor Digital specifically?
Not Corridor.
No,
not Corridor.
The guys who come into this space that are not artistic,
they don't create anything. They're not in. They're just like dudes with .f in their Twitter profile and a blue check mark as they bought
and a fucking monkey. Yeah.
And an octagonal fucking AVI or whatever. Like, those guys come in and say all that shit, and they're like, we're breaking down boundaries, we're opening everything. All they see is being able to fucking chop the head off an artist and fuck it, and while they bathe in money. Like,
that's the thing. Like, we're breaking down boundaries. It's like, okay, first of all,
we're breaking down the boundaries and being my money.
Photoshop has always been piratable, so that's your first boundary. Second of all, every tutorial you ever need for any software ever is on YouTube completely for free. You just don't want to put in the work to learn how to actually become
an
artist.
Right.
That's not breaking down barriers. Like, you're just skipping the 20 years of fucking work that it takes to become a talented artist.
On that note, because I feel like I really, really need to hammer this home when I said that I thought that was cool. I thought it was cool from the standpoint of, like, I'm bored at fucking 3 a.m. and I want to mess around with just some bullshit program and just see what it spits out. Like, that is my cool. Like,
idea is cool. And, like, I've fucked around with ChatGPT and that shit's fucking nutty too. The fact you can just talk to something and be like, hey, generate me this thing, and it just does it.
Generate me an episode of The Office where Dwight has schizophrenia and kills everyone.
I mean, I did a fucking video with Ghost Gun that Andrew edited where we, like, used AI to generate, like, goofy dumb shit. And as a tool for, like, I think that's the thing. It can be used as a tool. But the problem is, it could be a way to like quickly generate some concepts or something for like an actual artist to then take and refine and turn into like a finished product.
Yeah,
there is something there. But the fact there's these fucking idiots who are like, hey, I'm like a guy who knows how to type in prompts good. Hire me for your as a concept artist for your next video game and shit. It's like,
attention, please, the fire alarm system is about to be tested.
Oh God.
Please ignore all tones.
Oh Jesus.
I repeat, the fire alarm system is about to be tested. Please ignore all tones and okay. do not evacuate. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I will.
Let's fucking go.
So I can mute myself. You guys can keep talking.
No, it's okay.
It gets even louder.
I was like, they're just all waking up to
Wait,
this.
Listen to this next one. Listen to this next one.
How is that allowed?
Holy shit.
I've definitely talked about this before, but. That's just a guy in a microphone. Okay. At first, I thought it was a recording because it sounded the same every time. Like they've clearly got a script. Not a script. He just says the same thing at every place he goes to. He's and he said it with the exact same cadence. So I was like, oh, that's just it's just a button he pushes there. Yeah. But no, there's been different people. And there was like a chick one time, and sometimes he says different things. So somewhere in this building, there is a microphone that if you talk into it,
everyone will hear it
in every room through a speaker.
You should
and
find
I've
it.
Just thought of like, that's what would you I ever play move. If I got the chance to?
Yeah, if you ever move, you gotta try and find the legendary mic.
The
intercom.
The first thing I think about though is like, what if he totally could just at like 2 in the morning be like, stand up.
if I have to.
He hacks your brain while you're sleeping and you piss all over your wall.
Can you imagine? You wake up soaking wet every morning because some fucking intercom room.
Fucking, everyone in the building yourself. Is peeing themselves. Yeah. They should make like a fucking Black Mirror episode about that.
Yeah, just some guy coming on.
Shit yourself. Just an entire apartment building is the shitting building themselves. It's like national news.
Wait, James,
why
give us,
these
give us
people
a...
in this hotel are constantly shitting them?
Yeah, that'd be a good YouTube video.
Yeah, would.
James, play do the randomizer and play what sound effect I should play over the speakers.
She makes me poop.
Yo!
and I make her pee. Makes me poop.
That's perfect. That's okay, exactly that's what we need.
I make her pee.
Oh, my
pee. Kudos. Sometimes I think about that and I'm like, the different, but I wish I was born in a different generation thing, because obviously that's cringe.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like for us, it's like, it's different. And everyone's probably felt that. But like, I feel like we've lived through shit that has like changed, not even just society, but like the human experience. Like social media has fundamentally changed the way we function as like a species and like a race. And I feel like, I wish more than anything I could be fucking born another. I wish I was like dying right now. That would be sick. Like if that was my lifetime, like the 40s up until now or some shit, like that'd be a vibe. And I always thought that was really cringe, but I think we're at a point now where it's like, I'm living such a different life than my parents. It's like almost unimaginable to them.
Yeah,
it is true. Yeah, yeah. It is. I was thinking about that the other day, cause I was like, who knows where we're fucking going in the future. We're like probably, gonna have food shortages and fucking heat waves and, Andrew's gonna get mauled when bears take over Anchorage again.
There's so many bears in Alaska by Geo.
You know, remember when there was that Mexican migrant caravan that all the fucking like Republicans was terrified of? That's happening right now, but it's bears and it's coming
bears.
They're like island. They're island hopping like the Aleutian chain, and they're coming straight for Anchorage. Bro.
But I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, who knows where the future's gonna go? It'd probably be chill, but it could be kind of fucked. But if you'd like, if you died now, like if you were like 80, 90 years old right now, you probably had like the 70 or 80s, peak. Depending where you lived, obviously. Like if you're in Vietnam or somewhere, probably would be very chill.
Yeah.
But for old fucking Whitey, you probably got like the chillest like 80 years in recorded
history. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That is true.
Again, exclusively facts. If you're white in a Western country. Yeah. That is it. Only those people had a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think about this
like
a lot.
My dad, you know, you're born in the 60s, so you can't get drafted to Vietnam, so you miss that, and then you're just vibing, you know.
Vibing.
You're chilling.
Yeah. You're vibing for 40 years, and then Twitter drives a wedge between you and your children, and you kill yourself at 55.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean,
I think about this a lot.
Speaking of.
Wait, hold on. I have a point. I think about this a lot.
Oh, shit.
The era in which we grew up
is so much different, specifically because we grew up in the era with fucking like the boom of technology, television, video games. Like, can you imagine, right, when you're a kid and like your fucking father or your mother or whoever
my
is like
father.
Why are you my father? They're like, why are you playing so many video games?
I don't know how I got this.
My father was on
my
TikTok.
My father played Super Mario.
My father made Family
Wanna
Guy
know what I used to use this
my
Rumble Pack
My father
pack
had gay sex.
I used to put it in my ass.
Wanna know how I got these subscribers?
Okay. My father was a YouTuber. He healed the blind. but I always think about how, like, how different it is, like, when you grow up with video game, like, fucking, you know, just whatever, like, anime, video game, whatever the fuck, right? Like, that shit sticks with you, because it's like, when you're a child, you typically, that's why you have, like, 40, 50-year-old dudes who are like, I love Pac-Man, because, like, that was yeah. what their thing was, you know what I mean? And
yeah, my dad loves Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, exactly, and it's, I just feel like it's so hard for us, because we grew up where we just got cell phones, fucking we got social media, you know, like now that's you see both sides of the coin. When you're young, you don't have that stuff.
That's, yeah.
You know, and then
we're definitely one of the last generations, or probably we're definitely the last generation.
Exactly. And then through your formative years.
I don't know if any of you developed that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if any of you are friends with like people who became teachers. I have so many friends I grew up with who just all became
teachers. I
always
have a lot of teacher
friends.
Dude,
hearing them talk about the shit that like kids are doing and dealing with as far as social media, like,
yeah,
I don't think I would have survived. Yeah. Like, that shit is fucked.
Yeah.
It makes me so sad.
I've definitely talked about mentioned this before, but I always think about like what it would be like, because you know the social hierarchy in school was always like, okay, you got the fucking jacked like football players, rugby players at like the top,
yeah,
and then people like me who play World of Warcraft, not at the bottom but lower on the rungs, and then there's the guys who like have literally no friends who are at the very bottom or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was thinking like there is still the possibility that if you are one of those people at the bottom. Now with, and I'm not saying this is a good thing or whatever, but the fact that those people through some fluke could like make a YouTube channel or a TikTok or something and go viral, and all of a sudden they've got the most subscribers out of anyone in the whole school.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder if that, like, what that does in terms of like skewing like, does that
upset
the
natural
one of
balance.
The no lifers?
It definitely,
up to the
it
job
definitely
level?
Does.
Yeah,
but you also
or
gotta
do
imagine
people then turn on him because they're like jealous.
Well, there's probably both, but you also gotta imagine like all the kids that are trying to do that because they see that they don't really understand like the odds like we do and like the amount of luck that goes into that stuff. So they see it happening to people like that, and then they're trying to do it, but then all they're doing is like kind of exposing themselves on social media even more to get probably bullied like much worse and like put down so much harder. And like,
hey, Jimmy,
I always think
TikTok
about
was gay.
Yeah.
Stop.
Fucking.
Just spilling kids' true move for having a shitty TikTok.
But I also really quick on what Doplex was saying. I think that's the thing that makes it so hard to grapple with for us. Whereas like, people a little older than us or people younger than us might not feel that, just because we just hit like right on that cusp where it was like everything was good, and then we all hit like high school, college, and then for most people that's kind of when shit goes in the shitter anyway, because that's just like a terrible section of life. Like your early 20s is easily the worst section of your entire fucking life. Like by a long shot, at least in most of the people that I know. But like you saw shit like the Halo, like being involved in like the Halo 2, Halo 3 era, like going to a mall filled with 50,000 people trying to get it all the same game the same night, like that's like the coolest thing ever. And then fast forward 5 years and like everything is digital, no one does anything anymore. Like tech went from like really cool assisting life thing to like life is tech, and then the other stuff is just like, oh, I want to try to get a walk-in today. Like, and not to say that, it's just a really weird juxtaposition where it's like all that really bad shit happened at times of our life where things usually get really difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's just this weird confusion of like, all right, what the fuck fucked me so bad? Like, is it a mix of all this? Am I conflating X and Y?
It's fucking strange. Cause like, I remember having like a thought of like, man, shit's kind of booming. I wonder if it's going to revert. I wonder when we're going to go back You know what I mean? And then it just never went back, and it just kept going.
Been nonstop. Yeah. It's like every year.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited to see where things are going. Things are
going
to
be robots.
There's a lot of awful shit, but there's also a fuckload of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I get to sit and look at a rectangle and talk to three of my best friends whenever I want.
That is the only kind
of cool. I know there's a lot of stuff to be thankful for.
I wonder if, you know, like when you're in high school and like, because when you were talking about fucking, you know, people on TikTok and like just fucking another avenue of popularity, I wonder if that's also another avenue of depression, like severe depression. Because like when you're in high school, you get depressed over the most minuscule shit. Like if you don't have enough friends or, you know, just like whatever. But like, I feel like kids would probably like, I don't know, kill themselves if like they didn't have enough followers on TikTok.
I don't know.
Compared to like the click. You know what I mean?
Social media and like TikTok and all that shit has, we mentioned it earlier, but it absolutely has like changed the hierarchy.
Yeah,
of kids, it's less about like, oh, this guy plays football and this guy's funny. It's oh, well, this guy went viral.
This guy looks good with his shirt off and he dances.
Yeah,
like
he went viral. So,
and I can see his dick print
in his fucking
in his pit. Anyway, jorts. Let's move on. Let's not talk about depressing high school shit forever.
Prez asked, YouTube is making a Smash Bros. Clone with YouTubers. Who would you want on the roster? And if the beef is being represented, would it be one fighter? Or with different skins of all the Beef Boys, or each Beef Boy gets their own individual fighter?
I thought about this.
Skins, because we kind of afford that sort of hate.
Yeah, I was thinking either we'd be Echo Fighters, like all four of us, or we'd be Assist Trophies.
Yeah, I think I'd want to be an Assist Trophy.
And the Assist Trophy, that's a pretty hype moment, even though you wouldn't show up in a competitive space.
A good one, cool. Yeah, a good-ass Assist Trophy, though. I don't want to be no fucking... Yeah. Goldfish.
Like we come out and we go see the screen so the player can't see.
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
Yeah. I'd like to see.
No, we all do the fucking... Wojak. But it's like you take up like the whole fucking screen.
Yeah.
And whoever we're pointing at, like it laser beams them fucking million damage.
Oh yeah, I like that too. You have four fucking like Wojak laser beams you have to dodge.
Yeah, they're like fucking
I'd like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where we'd be
like. I'd like to have Boogie and he'd have his famous gun.
Boogie with a gun. And then you could do it. You Boogie can do like down gun. B and like it goes from Zelda to Sheik. He turns into Franklin and he has a fucking Mountain Dew bottle. Or not Franklin. Francis. Yeah, he turns into Francis and he's got a Mountain Dew bottle
can,
or some shit.
He can table flip. Like he just pulls a table out and flips his enemies.
Yeah.
I like that.
His final smash is him, what was it called? It's him fucking
somebody.
Enacting, Castle Doctrine.
Yeah, Castle Doctrine, yeah. He pulls out a fucking article of fucking Confederation.
Yeah,
that's one
and
of those
then he
ones
shoots it in the air in a school zone.
It's one of those ones where the camera changes real crazily and like it's like a full cutscene that plays where it's like all of a sudden it's like POV, you're walking up to his front
Castle
door,
Doctrine.
Boom, 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 and he opens it up and fucking caps you. And the character goes, what?
That'd
be awesome.
For mine, off the top of my head, I think a really good one would be
Ryan Sawyerviews.
Matt Watson. And the first 22 seconds of all fights, he's on like 300 health in Smash Bros. So like if he gets hit, he dies no matter what.
Oh yeah.
But after the 22 seconds, he gets like a ever increasing stat boost. Like stat bonus.
So it's like a risky play.
Like
if you can survive
so like
for
by
a
the
couple
end
seconds.
If you can take them all the way, you're like twice as strong as any other player. But you have to get all the way to the end of like a 3-minute round and not get cooked at that first 22 seconds.
I like that. I like the theory that we missed Matt Watson's like comeback performance in Creator Clash by just like
enough.
He didn't get the power up. Dad came in and clocked him too quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I'd say EDP. He comes out.
EDP versus Boogie would be massive. Literally.
Yeah, literally. Awesome. I'd pay to see.
The stage, can't handle both of them.
Yeah, it's like in a WWE. Yeah, it's like it's like it has like a bit of a bounce to it every time they move. It is like the hover isn't working properly.
Yeah.
Instead of like the floating platforms, instead of like going through them, they just break.
Yeah.
His taunt would be a fist bump.
Fist bump.
Fist bump.
fishbowl. Or he would eat a cupcake.
Yeah.
He
pulls cupcakes out like peaches, radishes, and can throw them.
Oh, yeah. Or like Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
I think my pick would be Ray William Johnson, and he comes out and like just fucks your mom.
Damn, man. Is this a lightsaber? Or is that?
He's doing your mom.
He
just has like a crazy grab, and he's just like, doing your mom. And you just take a crazy amount of damage. It's his grab.
No, it's one of those where it changes like camera perspective. It's like from the perspective of the player, and it's him with the fucking lightsaber. Damn, Manwood.
That's his ultimate. He's like, damn, Manwood, is this a lightsaber? Then he does like Link's ultimate where he like just attacks them like 50 times with it and they fly off.
Yeah. And instead of the little triforce behind the player, it's the equals three symbol. Here's a question. Good from question. Rusty. Are there any games you have completed 100%? Yes. And are there any others that you have not but want to?
Can I tell you mine? I have one.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
The only game I've ever 100%ed was King Kong, and it came with my Xbox 360 in 2006. Peter Jackson's
That game that shit was dope. Slaps so hard.
And it only had, it only had 11 achievements, so I was, and they were all very easy to get. There was no hidden.
Yeah, they were.
There wasn't hidden anything.
I fucking so love that game. Like, I unironically love that game.
Yeah. That game was fucking sick for no reason. It was very weird.
I had no reason to go that hard.
There was kind of I feel like that was the era to 100% games, because 100% in games these days is such a futile effort. I always tell myself I'm going to, like, especially when I'm really into a game, I'm like, oh, I really love fucking Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm going to want definitely like go through and clear out everything, and then you finish the game and you're like, Jesus, there's so much left to do.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking case hard. In point, I'm pretty sure I did it 100% like two or three of the Assassin's Creed games, like maybe two Brotherhood.
Okay, white boy.
I think Black Flag, because Black Flag is so fun just to like zip around and do
Black
shit.
Black Flag is fun as fuck.
But the problem is, I may have mentioned this before, Black Flag did this fucking annoying thing where you can, I was like, yeah, I'm going to 100% this game. I love this game. I love just sailing around and getting up to shenanigans. And I got like 97% all like explored, did all the shit. But I played the game like 3 or 4 years after it came out. And they had all these, there was like an outfit, a weapon, a gun, and like maybe like a ship, like cosmetic that you had to play during like the launch to get, because they did this like stupid like weekly, like, oh, if you kill collectively 10 million pirate ships, then everyone gets this gun for free or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guns suck, like they're not good, but like you scroll through your menu and there's just this one locked thing that you can never get. And I don't think they made it count towards like the 100% progress on your like progress bar or whatever, but it just infuriated me to no end that like there's these three or four things I can just, no matter how well I play this game, can never get because I was, you know, a buster who bought it like 3 years too late.
Ubisoft.
They never patched it out. So
hook
anyway.
This man up.
Yeah, Ubisoft, please. I want to finish your game.
Come on.
I'll go real quick just because I feel like Doplex probably has a better answer than me. I don't know if I have. The only game that I could think of that I might have 100%ed would be Sly Cooper 3.
Okay, girl.
That would be the only one
I
can think of.
3D platformers are like actually fun to 100% because it was like a bunch of like collect-a-thons and just like getting all the shit.
All those rare ones.
I'd say that's a good one. Yeah.
I kind of hated platforms as a child because fucking if I miss one jump, the fucking controller's going through the window. I can't handle failure.
Yeah.
That's why I play fucking Madden and fucking tackle somebody.
A game where you can never fail.
Yeah. Don't flex with fucking, what'd you 100%? King Kong? You probably did.
Honestly,
you just beat the fucking game and you 100%ed it, I swear to God.
Yeah, I probably did. No, I mean, definitely the game that I've played to completion
is my penis.
Is vaginal sex.
Is my
sex.
Cock. Is women.
The game of sex.
Game of the year.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
No, you're good. Definitely Resident Evil 4. I have played to completion on every difficulty countless times. Resident Evil 4 100%ed, like, since that game came out when I was a wee lad. I became obsessed with speedrunning that game. So
did
that was definitely my shit. Oh yeah.
Just be, how? What's your record?
Are you the world record?
I don't know because I didn't count.
Speedrunner, are you?
But you haven't streamed in a while. Yeah. You should try and like speed run it on stream.
Yeah,
or something.
Speed run it in VR.
I'd actually be.
Hella people would show up
for that.
Dude, that'd be so fun to watch.
That would be cool.
I would actually
you
be
do
down
that
for
17
that. Because like. Yeah, just do a 24-hour
and then like dieting because you forget to take your pills.
Myself.
What you said before, James, about getting all the trophies. Did you ever know people who are like, because when I 100% a game, I'm like kind of going by like what's internally in the game, you know, like going through the menus and it's like, oh, you've found 50, you know, whatever, animus things.
Penis coins.
But like there's some people who plat games and that's their whole thing and they're like, I remember I've been hearing a conversation at EB Games and it's about these guys talking about like cheap games they picked up that apparently are really easy to platinum, I guess like King Kong. And they don't play these games because they actually want to enjoy them. They just play it because it's like, oh, it's an easy way to get some like, extra trophies from my gamer score.
Yeah.
I think 50 Cent Blood in the Sand they were talking about is apparently an easy one to get platinum in.
And apparently a really good game.
My gamer score was crazy on Xbox, bro. I haven't played that shit in a decade and it's at 50,000 step to me.
Jesus, I can't remember what mine is. But
it'd be a game.
But like, did you purposefully like hunt those, or did you just
I had 61 days played on Modern Warfare 2. If that tells you anything,
Jesus Christ!
I played Xbox for about 7 years straight with nothing in the middle. It was just that.
That's awesome.
That's how you got your N-word pass.
Yeah,
that's 61 days in real life.
I feel like in every game that I play, I do 100% like the important stuff, like. The stuff in Valhalla, or not Valhalla, in Ragnarok, where you, just those things where it's like, if you get this many souls, you can unlock this chest in Niflheim, and you get like a cool armor, or you get an upgrade. Like that stuff I do because it like actively makes me better or whatever.
Yeah.
But the stuff where it's just like you gotta find these things and throw your axe at it so they blow up, it's like,
yeah,
that's cool, but I personally don't fucking care.
Yeah, I get that.
But I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima. That game is like a really fun one to 100% because like everything's like pretty feasible.
Yeah, that was when I came close to 100%. I think, or I was going to, and then just fucking didn't. But I would like
Same,
to.
Yeah, I've not played that game.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I have it. I haven't played it either.
So good. It's so good. Highly recommend.
Play it 6 times. Next question.
I'm in my Plump Prez asks. Is there any pieces of media you plan on sharing with your kids? Kind of a rite of passage or bonding type beat. Definitely Halo. I have always dreamed about having a bunch of kids and doing 4-player co-op with my fucking kids on Halo. That would be a vibe.
Children's. Yeah.
Just snowed in on a snow day playing Halo with the fucking gang. That'd be lit.
Passing a controller through their skull.
Yeah. I think...
You just send him to stand up against the wall.
My son fucking...
You send him to Blood Gulch
hops on me
life.
Or some shit, and I throw the controller at his face, and he dies.
No, like, you'd be proud.
You wrap the cord around him.
Like, fuck
No, yeah, that'd be sick.
The future's in good hands, and then you just pass away then and there.
I'd love to have
You're a perfectly healthy 42-year-old.
Yeah.
Just turn into dust.
I'd love to have a pro gamer kid. That'd be sick.
You're like coaching your kid on proper throwing form, but it's for a controller. Yeah. It's like, no. It's all in the hips. You got to twist when you throw that.
If you really want to break it, you have to throw it sideways like this, and you want it to hit on this part of the controller right here. It splits this whole thing open.
James puts like weights on their arm, like in Dragon Ball Z, and gives them like a lead controller, so it's 4 times as heavy. So once they can throw that one normally, they can really throw a real one.
See, if I don't have a kid that gets angry enough at video games to punch holes in his wall and throw controllers at windows and stuff, then I don't want him.
Then I'm going to throw him at the windows.
No son of mine.
No son of mine is going to take an L in Madden with any grace or fuck it. He will punch the wall.
I would like to, it's like World of Warcraft's the big one, I guess, but then it's also, it's very dependent on whether or not that game A, still runs in 10 years, which it probably will, but B, if it actually is any good still, because WoW's been a bit up and down for a wee while now, so who knows, maybe by the time I have a child old enough to actually enjoy it, it might be in like a really shitty state. They'll be like, no, don't touch it.
They need to make WoW of chocolate.
Probably that or like Magic the Gathering. I think that'd just be fun to play, because that's something
that'd
you can kind of play like
that'd be epic.
That's something you can play when they're like not super, like obviously have to be old enough, but Like, just a card game is kind of easy to, like, hey, let's play some fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, board games and shit.
I would also like to add D&D to mine, because I do want to play D&D with my kids, but I really feel like playing D&D with, like, young kids and, like, getting them into it. One, it's, like, a brain builder. Two, I feel like it will stimulate that fucking gene in them that, like, actually makes them successful in being creative. You know, like, feels like every 100%. Actor ever was, like, fucking acting since they were 4 months old, you know? So, like...
Yeah.
That, and also... there was another reason, but I can't remember it. But I feel like it's a huge dub if a kid can really role play some D&D well. Like, that's basically savant level fucking brain.
Well, I mean, also like kids are just naturally good at like imagination and acting and shit. Yeah. Like they're definitely good at way more than adults would. And it's the sort of thing you could play with them. Like, you're not going to play like World of Warcraft or like a lot of games with your kids until they're probably like 10 or something. And even when they do, probably some guy in a raid is going to tell them to kill themselves, and you're going to have to explain to them why the angry man on the other end didn't really.
I don't know why they should.
How to do it.
You're going
to
take their side. You're like, well, I mean, he probably
did
should.
Fuck it up for it. You did wipe us 3 times. But like, the beauty of D&D is you can kind of scale it. So it's like, oh, we can cut out a lot of the really finite nerdy rules that like kids are not going to fuck with, and just have like the core, like roll dice and make a cool story part. And then as they get older, you can kind of like expand on that.
Dude, you know that's what that reminds me of? There was this Lord of the Rings adventure game that was, it had like this paper map, and it was basically D&D. I used to play it all the time with friends, which was weird because a lot of the people I grew up around were like, D&D is of the devil. But
they found the Rings. Loophole. You just like changed the name.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, oh, well.
No, I'm playing as Jesus.
Yeah, I'm playing as Aragorn. So everyone was like, oh, okay, well, I know that. This is safe. But that shit was so fun back in the day, because that was really the peak of my like, oh, I want to make up those stories. And like, so being able to kind of on the fly definitely. Just be like, I want to kill the goblin. Was so fucking fun. It was a vibe.
Yeah. I think it'd be extra dope with like doing it with your kids instead of your kids just doing it, because it's like you create that really familiar, like comfortable space with them creatively, so that they're willing to like, you know, like have you in their corner when they grow up and like want to be a fucking actor or some shit.
I would love to be able to play Star Fox 64 with my kids if I ever have kids. And
that's the first video game I ever owned.
Donkey Kong 64, because the multiplayer on it was so fun. Me and my brother played it all the goddamn time. And the funny thing about it is that in the multiplayer arenas, there's one that has like fake walls. You can just run through it if you know where they are, and you can shoot through it. And the amount of times I have played with people and just hid behind that wall and shot them and watched them go, "What the hell is happening?"
Put a clip.
I'm going to do that to those little motherfuckers so much. It's going to be epic.
You're
going to
tell them to kill them. Exactly. You're just going to make them not want to play with you.
I'm going to have a guitar next to him, and you're like, so yeah, you're gay.
Fucking Doplex.
My answer is kind of cring, but definitely it's a little weeb flavored, but definitely Dragon Ball. Just anything Dragon Ball. I'm a big supporter of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z.
Fucking balls across your face.
Dragon
you fucking dipshit, you won't ride into that. We fucking...
Incredible! Nobody can catch you! You're the real Ray